Walk 2, from Putney Bridge, left along the embankment, 30 minutes, then either return or continue along Beverley Brook Path to Putney Common, back along the lower Richmond Road to Putney Bridge, 40 minutes. Pedestrians need to be very careful if they're working their way along the riverside edge opposite the Tye Square and before the Star and Garter, as the wall is almost non-existent and it would be very easy to fall off the edge. Indeed, where there are no railings on any of the riverside paths, blind visitors should keep to the centre rather than the edge to avoid getting wet. By the rowing clubs, there are a lot of parked vehicles and canoe racks that could be dangerous. From St Mary's Church, cross the High Street via another traffic light with push-button and spin cone, situated 25 metres across the bridge. This also has a central island with another set of push-button and spin cones. Upon reaching the other side, there is a pavement with an embankment wall about 4 foot high on your right. Follow this along for 75 metres before reaching the end of the pavement, where across the cobbles there are a number of bollards, just by a slipway going down to the river on your immediate right. Cross over to the river railings on your right. 15 metres along, you will find a stone bollard near the railings opposite Tye Square Restaurant, which marks the start of the boat race. You will also find a large sculpture outside Tye Square, part of the sculpture trail. 25 metres further along is Putney Pier on your right, which has early morning commuter boats to the city, as well as pleasure cruises to Greenwich and Richmond. You will pass on your left the Star and Garter pub, which stretches along for 60 metres. The pavement and railings end after this, and you share the road with traffic. After another 10 metres, you pass Winchester House, set back on your left, and after another 40 metres, come to Newen's Boathouse and Marina, and a long slipway which continues for 150 metres with rowing clubs, including the London Rowing Club and the Thames Rowing Club on your left. Another 180 metres of pavement with railings takes you past on your left Leaders' Gardens, with a children's playground. Then you come to a small footbridge leading over a stream, and 2 metres to your left, Beverley Brook Path to Putney Lower Common. Continue along the gravel path for 350 metres, with Beverley Brook on your left, and then turn left over a footbridge with a steep slope on the other side. Walk straight ahead along a wide track for 300 metres across the common. Turn left for 100 metres, passing the old Putney Hospital on the left, and after another 44 metres cross Collindale with access bumps, passing Will's Art Warehouse on the left, until you reach the traffic lights to cross the Lower Richmond Road. Once you've crossed the road, turn right and after 30 metres cross Erpingham Road with access bumps. After another 44 metres, you will reach the Spencer Arms on the corner. Turn left for All Saints, the sister church to St Mary's, set back from the Lower Richmond Road. The entrance to the church is 36 metres along a gravel path to the right. Returning to Putney Bridge from the corner of the Lower Richmond Road, walk along for 44 metres and cross Erpingham Road with access bumps. 35 metres further on, Fanthorpe Road, with access bumps. 45 metres further, Wyman Street, with access bumps. 40 metres further, Stanbridge Road, with access bumps. 30 metres further, Farlow Road, with access bumps. 24 metres further, the entrance to Griffin Gate Flats. 24 metres further on, Ruskell Road, with access bumps. 30 metres further on and you pass Hudson's Wine Bar on the corner, before crossing Salvin Road with access bumps. 30 metres further on you reach a Sainsbury's garage and then the Half Moon Public House. A few steps further on you cross Biggs Row with access bumps, and then, after 15 metres, Weiss Road with Café Pinocchio on the corner. Another 60 metres takes you across Beamish Road with access bumps, and another 50 metres across Thames Place, with no access bumps. If you turn right here up this cul-de-sac for 30 metres, you reach the Bricklayers Arms. Continuing along the lower Richmond Road, after another 35 metres, you pass the entrance to Kenilworth Court. Another 10 metres takes you past the second entrance and the bus stop on your left. Turning the corner back into Putney High Street, after 50 metres you pass the Walkabout Pub, and then after another 25 metres cross Weimar Street, with the Italian award-winning restaurant Enotica on the corner. 5 metres further is the bar Be It One, and the Spanish tapas bar La Mancha. 45 metres further is Wagamama, and another 5 metres will take you to Felsham Road. On the opposite corner is Barclays Bank. Then, after 20 metres, Superdrug and Halfords on the corner of the next road. To cross with the traffic light, push button and spin cone on the right, not left-hand post. Immediately to the front of you is the entrance to the Exchange Shopping Centre. If you go into the centre, you'll find a number of chain shops in the supermarket wait rows. There is escalator access in the middle of the Exchange, taking you to the upper floor, where there is a branch of Argos and the upper floor of Waterstones with Costa Coffee Shop. Turning right at the top of the lift escalator, there are toilets, 3 metres along via a short corridor. Exiting from the other entrance to the Exchange, you will find more shops. 10 metres from the Exchange to the right is the pub The Spotted Horse. 7 metres further on is a Costa coffee shop. Continue across Chelverton Road, and after 50 metres cross Norroy Road, at the traffic lights with push button and spin cone. Putney Mainline Station is 10 metres up the High Street now, to your left.